Chapter 28, Baptism.
Meaning of the Ordinance.
The ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper are two monumental pillars, one without and one within the Church. Upon these ordinances, Christ has inscribed the name of the true God. Christ has made baptism the sign of entrance to his spiritual kingdom. He has made this a positive condition with which all must comply who wish to be acknowledged as under the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Before man can find a home in the Church, before passing the threshold of God's spiritual kingdom, he is to receive the impress of the divine name, the Lord our righteousness, from Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Baptism is a most solemn renunciation of the world. Those who are baptized in the threefold name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, at the very entrance of their Christian life, declare publicly that they have forsaken the service of Satan and have become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. They have obeyed the command, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing." And to them is fulfilled this promise, "I will receive you and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18.